Charles, what's the biggest mistake you believe you've ever made in terms of your own personal relationships? What can we learn from that?
I think assuming everybody wants to win as bad as I did when I was the leader of a team. You know, I played in the NBA for 16 years, and only on five of those teams, Pat Riley has a phrase. He's called it voluntary cooperation. I played for 16 years, only on five of those teams that we really just wanted to win, where you had everybody on board. And what I mean by that is sometimes you got guys complaining about playing time. You got an old guy who's trying to get numbers. You got a young guy trying to get numbers. They got their own agenda. You got some guys trying to get the coach fired. You know, Nick, we've all been in that situation. Mm-hmm. You got some guys who are trying to get traded. You just got so many things swirling around. And the one thing that I regret about my career is I don't regret it. I just didn't learn it until I got older. All I can do is my best. That's it. You know, I used to get on guys who wasn't giving 110%. It took me a while to learn, like, some guys you can yell at. Like, I could scream at Dan Marlin, he'd pick it up. He could scream at me, and I'll pick it up. I couldn't do that with other guys. And I didn't learn that till later in my career. Because when you're a star of a team, you get all the credit and all the blame. That's just how it is.